Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're doing Brachos 36 for Shabbos, talking about parts of food, parts of things that are not so edible, not really so applicable to be eaten. The Gemara relates, Ravina once found Mar Bar Ravashi throwing away the caper berries and eating the husks from an orla tree outside of Eretz Yisrael. He said to him, what's your opinion? Do you agree with Rabbi Akiva, who is more lenient, and the halacha outside of Eretz Yisrael is in accordance with the most lenient opinion? Then why don't you follow Beis Shammai, who is even more lenient still? As we learned in a braisa regarding a caper bush, Beis Shammai say that it constitutes climb in the vineyard, maintaining that it is a vegetable and not a fruit, for the prohibition against planting in a vineyard applies to grains and vegetables but not to fruit trees, whereas Beis Hillel holds that it does not constitute climb in the vineyard. They both agree that it is subject to the law of Orla. This brings to mind the idea when you throw away the caper berries but eat the husks about the part of a fruit or part of an item you want to use regarding and part of an item that you don't want to use. They say the famous phrase is one man's trash is another man's treasure. When you think about fruit like the pomegranate peel versus the pomegranate seeds, or the peel of an orange versus the actual fruit, or getting rid of old items or items you don't want anymore, throwing it away and keeping what you want, think about others who could benefit. Think about those who could use that stuff that you're throwing away. Anytime we get rid of anything, especially when we were updating the kitchen, especially when we were updating different storage units or dressers or whatnot, we always posted in the community and online if anybody could use it, giving away snacks that are not even kosher, posting if anybody could use it for their work or use it for non-Jewish people that they know. Or posting things like food that you don't want anymore, it's going to expire, posting if anybody else could use it. Because really, the statement is, one man's trash really is another man's treasure. You might not like this item, you might not have use for this item, but someone else might have major use for this item, major use for this food. Everybody could benefit. Before you immediately go to throw something away, keep in mind other people in your community, outside your community, post on Facebook, post online, post in different WhatsApp groups and chats. See if anybody could benefit, if anybody could use that item that you don't want anyway, and you're doing not only a tzedakah in a charity, but in a way you're doing hachnasas orchim, even because you're giving away that from your house, that from your food, that from your items to someone else, letting them use it and letting them get benefit from it. So think about how someone else can use treasure that you might think is trash. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 37 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.